Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the EL.En. third quarter 2019 financial results conference call. As a reminder, all participants are in listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. Should anyone need assistance during the conference call, they may signal an operator by pressing star and zero on their telephone. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Nicola Fiore of Polytens HIR. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call are Andrea Cangioli, EL.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, EL.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remark the management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectation of possible future results or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions, and conditions in the industry or the company operates, and may be affected should the assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. But let me introduce now to the call Andrea Cangioli. Please go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Nicola. Good morning, good afternoon, or good morning, everybody, and thank you for joining us in this conference call we are holding after the release of our third quarter financial report. Once again, in this 2019, we are happy and proud to share with you our results because we believe they are outstanding. They are exceeding by far the guidance released at the beginning of the year and its subsequent upward revisions, and they mark the group's return to operating profitability in line with its best years. We are pleased with the sheer financial figures, $283 million in revenue for the 9 months, $26.5 million of EBIT, which means 9.3% EBIT margin, and 10.3% EBIT margin in the third quarter. That is obviously a weak one due to the summer slowdown. We are pleased for what these results represent as the first evidence of the harvest that we have been preparing by seeding our business in the last years. And we are pleased of these results because of the unfavorable macroeconomic environment that we have been facing in certain areas and for the handicap of being armless in one of our most significant product lines, the Mona Lisa Touch, at least in the U.S. Before getting into the details of the financials with Enrico, I'd like to expand a little bit those last themes I mentioned. I mentioned the seeding that has been taking place in the last years. I mean the expansion of our R&D expenditure, the hiring of several highly qualified professionals in other key areas like regulatory, marketing, sales. Planning and executing the increase in size and quality of our manufacturing plants in order to be able to handle the expected volume increase. Set an ambitious pipeline of new innovative products to be delivered to the market. Strengthen the existing sales partnership and begin new ones. This had a cost on the previous year's P&Ls when the total revenue and margins could not cover, as we desired, the cost increase. This will set a higher level of fixed costs moving forward, but it set the grounds for the growth we are currently experiencing, a growth that we could not have otherwise achieved. And about the macroeconomic situation. The situation in Europe is not very encouraging anymore. The political uncertainty is not building the confidence that the economy always needs. And from Italy, where we are structurally used to Spain and possibly to Germany, also adding the Brexit and the European Commission, we are not in on a bright spot of our political situation. Also, China has its political issues. We read about Hong Kong, that of course is not a problem at all. It's not a problem they domestically perceive. They though perceive the tariff war issue and the tide declining confidence in the progressive future growth of the Chinese economy. This contingency generated headwinds, especially on the Chinese market during the summer months and the European manufacturing market in the first months of the year. This is reflected in the revenue and earnings results of our industrial division, which of course was able to grow over the 9 months, but the business volume was lower than expected, affecting earnings due to the missed leverage effect. So the excellent results we are showing were achieved net of these effects, and net of, and with this last comment I stop with the negative areas, the sharp decline in Mona Lisa Touch sales in the U.S. and the smaller worldwide decline due to the effects of the July 2018 FDA letter that we discussed several times. On this point, the news is that we are still very confident on the product, and we are struggling together with our partner Hologic, Cynosure, to get our clinical study program receive the ID from the FDA. So the clinical path to be run is still very steep and long. Getting now to what made us perform so well, it was in first place the whole medical business that achieved brilliant results. Geographically speaking, we are increasing our sales to the U.S. due to the success of the relationship with our distributor for Deca and Quanta brands, the company Cartezza, which was founded by prominent sales managers quitting Cynosure before its sale to Hologic. We are experiencing a very good year in Japan, where our subsidiaries were lost in 2018 and are quite profitable in 2019, also due to a one-time upgrade program for the IPL hair removal system's installed base. In terms of products, Onda for body contouring is hitting and beating our sales targets and becoming one of our most sold products. The sales growth path for these systems, as for all our systems, has to go through the regulatory process of receiving clearances worldwide. Under this profile, we're hoping to receive a clearance with limited intended use by the FDA in the coming months. We already received the Anvisa clearance for Brazil and started selling significant volumes in Brazil. We expect to receive soon the clearance for Arabia. In terms of application markets, urology within the surgical segment was our best strike in this 2019. We sell products for this application through our own distribution network and through our prominent OEM partners, which are global leaders on the market. Quanta System has, among others, agreements with Olympus and Cook Medical, Asclepion with Dornier Medical. As an effect of our ability to provide superior products at an alluring price point, we gained leadership in the segment. And the pleasant nature of this application is that together with the sale of systems, a large volume of single and multiple-use optical fibers is sold. It's a disposable energy delivery means to the prostate or to the stones that is used by the surgeons. Altogether, I mean considering both system sales and consumable sales, revenues in this application area grew by 50% over the first 9 months of 2018, making of urology the second largest application area within our medical business. The largest area is still hair removal, itself solidly increasing its sales in 9 months, taking advantage of the material contribution of new product sales. First of all, the new Asclepion Mediastar version, including the powerful monolith handpieces, confirmed the Mediastar as our best seller in the space. And also the powerful Thunder MT by Quanta System and the Motus AY by Deca are two Alexandrite and NDAG hair removal system, which show in the top section of our sales rankings. Tattoo removal and pigmented lesion systems did very well, slightly increasing their overall revenues, though we did not have a brand new product contributing to sales in 2019. Our markets are moving very fast. Our newest system for this application, the Discovery Pico, does not yet count 3 years of full sales activity, and it's not a new product anymore. Asclepion is contributing to the refreshing of the Pico system offered range for tattoos and pigmented lesions with the launch of its PicoStar, which was first showed to the international distributors meeting during the grand opening of the new factory building in September. Other segments did also very well, but I'm not getting into such a detail for the moment. I'd like to get back to the general situation. Looking inside our organization and how we are structured and organized and how and the product range we are offering and the pipeline of new products we have, we feel really strong and capable to maintain a good growth rate with a good profitability. Looking outside, we see our application market as very promising and we count on their future growth, especially in the Chinese market for sheet metal laser cutting. And the confidence in our specific market growth is stronger than the fear of the macroeconomic issues that I mentioned before. As I mentioned, the infrastructure investment plan is close to be completed, but still ongoing for certain add-ons to the initial plan, like the new Lini factory or the restructuring of certain sections of the LM plant in Calenzano that have been for the time left idle by the move to Prato of Cutlite Penta. The total of the investments in building sums up today to close to 32 million, to around 32 million. I'll be back to you for final comments. Enrico can go now ahead with the details of the financials.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning from everybody, to everybody. LM closed the first 9 months with a strong growth in sales volume, with revenues that reached 283 million, up 16.2% on the first 9 months of 2018. The third quarter was also excellent, with a turnover close to 95 million and with an operating result over 10%, confirming the profitability already showed in Q2. This is a remarkable result for the third quarter, in which, due to the summer slowdown, turnover is lower than the annual average. It should also be remembered that in the period, 1.5 million of sales to leasing companies with a repurchasing obligation have been accounted in compliance with IFRS 15, and so the sales have been recognized as multi-year rentals, despite the fact the price was already fully collected. The negative impact on operating income was 0.6 million of euros, and the negative impact on growth rate of sales was 0.5%, and 0.2% in terms of EBIT margin. Gross margin for 9 months was 111.1 million euro, up 15.4% compared to the 96.3 million of September 2018. The slight drop in sales margin is due to a slight decline in margin in both sectors, medical and industrial, and also suffers from a slight reduction in grants received as R&D contributions. Q3 gross margin improved in total value and in impact on sales. In Q3, the gross margin was 36.7 million of euros, and the impact on sales increased from 38.2% to 38.9%. Operating costs were 31 million of euro, up 2%, and staff costs were 47.5 million of euros, with an increase of 13.5% compared to the 41.8 million of euros of last year. EBITDA was 32.6 million of euro, up 35.7% on the 24 million of September 2018, and with an impact on sales of 11.5%. Amortization and other accruals were 6.2 million of euro, up 53% on the 4 million on September 2018, due to the capital expenditure effected during the last month and to the increase of bad debt accrual and warranty accrual on products sold. So it is also be noted that starting from January 1st, the IFRS 16 was applied, and an amount of 1.1 million euros was reclassified from operating costs to depreciations. In 9 months, fixed costs as operating costs, staff costs, and depreciation decreased in impact on sales from 31.3% to 29.9%, with a positive leverage effect on operating results. It was 26.4 million euro, up 32.2% on the 20 million of last year. And impact on sales improved to 9.3% from the 8.2% of last year. In terms of pre-tax result, the result was 27.6 million of euro, up 38.7% on the 9 months. The group net financial position showed a positive balance of 50.8 million of euro, 11.6 million less than the year end. And the main cash absorption were dividends for 8.7 million, capital expenditure for 60.5 million, of which 10.8 million on the new building and factories. On the net financial position, the IFRS 16 had an impact too. The new standard decreased the net financial position of 4.8 million euros, and without it, the net financial position would have been equal to 55.5 million. In the meantime, the fixed assets of the group increased for the same amount. In medical sector, the best result was realized in after-sales service and sales of consumables, with a revenue increase by around 43%. All the types of revenue included in this category, like creams, accessories in the beauty sector, full risk contracts for technical assistance, and ordinary service on the installed base, contributed to this remarkable result. But most important contribution was given by upgrades on IPL system for high removal, and by sales of single and multi-use optical fibers for urological application. It should be noted that upgrades already registered in past years constitute a type of revenue that cannot be replicated in its entity in the next year. The turnover for optical fibers in urology may instead remain and even increase thanks to the development of the installed base in the urological sector. In 2019, the ratio sales of optical fibers on systems sold in urology was about 35%. The surgery sector grew over 16% thanks to the urological system. In fact, extrapolating the urology from the segment of surgery and service, in which the total revenue of the urology are recorded for system and application, the overall turnover was approximately 33 million euros in the 9 months, up 50% compared to the corresponding period of last year. The growth rate in aesthetic exceed 20%. All the main applications, hair removal, tattoo removal, and body shaping, contributed to the good performance. The growth on the Japanese market was very significant, thanks also to the sales to large chain of beauty centers or small aesthetic systems suitable for home use. The therapy segment is in line with the last year, and in the third quarter, ASA moved to the new factory, which is now fully operational. The industrial sector instead faced less favorable conditions in 2019 than in the recent years. Nevertheless, the growth in the sector on the annual basis is 4.3% for the system and 7.2% as well, including the service, which recorded a leap greater than 50%. The largest cutting sector grew of 3.5%, not a bad result, in absolute terms, and in relation to the general trend in the manufacturing sector, but far from the recent growth rates. In our most important market, the Chinese one, after a very rapid start in the first month of the year, plus 15% in each one, in the third quarter showed a decrease in revenues, and the overall growth on September 2019 was reduced to 3%. The marking segment is still excellent, especially in the identification market, where LASIT, our subsidiary of Torre Annunziata, operates. In the 9 months, we had an increase over 11%. Result in leisure suits segment is stable with a slight decrease, reducing the growth expected in the first months of the year. In the industrial sector too, the most significant growth was recorded in after-sales service and sales of consumables, which showed an increase over 50% thanks to the consistency achieved by the installed base. Looking to the distribution of revenues by geographical areas, the largest growth in medical sector was recorded in extra-European countries, followed by Europe, while the Italian market was stable. During the period, there was the recovery of competitive position and profitability on the Japanese aesthetic market. Moreover, Quanta System recorded excellent performance in urological system, in particular sold to American OEMs. In Q3, in industrial sector, we had a slowdown in China and Brazil and an acceleration in Italy. Andrea, please go ahead on the explanation of the guidance.
To close this presentation, our guidance, we are upgrading it for the third time this year. Revenue side, we are now aiming to the 400 million revenue target. It's quite aspirational, but we can have a shot to it. For what concerns EBIT margin, we are improving very fast through the year, and we are at 9.3% on revenue after the third quarter. 10% is quite ambitious too, but it's something which is definitely not out of reach. For sure, the hitting of a higher revenue target would help operating leverage and make things happen on the earnings side too. Thank you for being with us, and we are ready for your questions.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the telephone. To remove yourself from the question queue, please press star and two. Please pick up the receiver when asking questions. Anyone who has a question may press star and one at this time. The first question is from Andrea Randone of Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. My first question is about your CapEx cycle. It was true that you announced the CapEx cycle when the business momentum was not as strong as now, but I wonder if you can just update us at where we are in terms of completion of this CapEx cycle, also in terms of cash out, not just in terms of operating completion. And the second question about this new round of investment, I can ask you what is the saturation level of your plants after this renewal. The second question is just a reminder. You provide a lot of information during the conference call, but if you want just to sum up the reasons and the products which can really sustain 2020 performance, I would be really grateful. Thank you.
Okay. CapEx cycle. We are at this point, for what concerns the CapEx, which is dedicated to the enlargement of existing buildings and the purchase and setting up of new buildings, we spent from the beginning of 2018 a total of 32 million, more or less. We now have to spend a little bit more to complete the investments because we have one more facility added during the year, which is the Ligny facility, which will overall be costing something around 3.5 million for 10,000 square meter of operational surface in the city and Ligny, and also once Penta moved away from here, our plant in Florence, we are restructuring the plant in Florence in order to accommodate increased production volumes for medical and a better logistical organization for our industrial laser source and industrial laser scanning head manufacturing area. About the cash, I mean, more or less the cash goes with the investment. There is a small delay, but there's not a material difference between the cash out and the investments. Of course, one of these investments, which is the purchase of the building by Penta, has been leased. But in terms of net financial position, according to the IFRS 16, there's no difference. So there's no difference. Saturation of capacity. The saturation of capacity is more an issue of the industrial laser business than in the medical, even though we enlarged most of our medical facilities too. In terms of surface, at the beginning of 2017 in China, we had 10,000 square meter in China. Excuse me, 20,000 square meter, less than 20,000. Probably we had 18,000 square meter in China. And in China, by the mid of 2020, we will have 40,000 square meter of production floor plus 40,000 square meter of accessor, of let's say subsidiary floor for R&D, marketing, showrooms, out of which 10,000 in Wuhan, 10,000 in Linyi, 20,000 in Wenzhou for the production surface, and the 40,000 accessory surface also in Wenzhou. So the production capacity almost doubles in terms of surface, which means in terms of number of units that we can manufacture for the industrial business. For what concerns the production surfaces for therapy, also we have more or less a doubling of the surface. This is ASA in Vicenza. For what concerns surgical and medical aesthetic lasers in Asclepion, Quanta, and Elen, I believe we increased our available surface by 35%. Production capacity is not directly linked because we can do a big deal of third-party manufacturing in this business, much more than in industrial, but anyway, it has been increased. For what concerned industrial manufacturing floor, in Italy for Cutlite Penta, I believe we doubled the available surface. For what concerns the industrial manufacturing surface available for laser marking in LASIT, we actually tripled the available surface in the area of Torre Annunziata, Naples. This doesn't mean that we today have a production capacity so much larger than the one we had yesterday, because in our manufacturing world, a manufacturing which is tied to hand assembly, in order to actually increase manufacturing capacity, you need to have the surface, but you need to have the people. And so we need to hire more people in order to increase more people dedicated to manufacturing in order to increase the capacity. But I would say that in this moment, we don't really have a capacity issue in any of our plants. 2020 and new products, and what do we deliver? What are the products we're counting on for 2020? There are, new products which we launched during the year, like in hair removal, which will continue selling in a very solid way in 2020. We have new releases which are going to hit the market in 2020, some of which we never disclosed, so I'm not being unable to disclose you anything. We disclosed the issue about the acne device, but we are not sure this will have a 2020 impact. It could be late 2020, early 2021. For what concerns industrial application, we continue to have a very vast product range for marking and identification, and we are improving the product range in laser cutting systems for sheet metal by adding also pipe cutting systems by adding low-cost systems and by improving our competitivity in high-cost, high-power system by improving the power, the average power available on our laser systems.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea.
The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Randone of Intermonte.
Thank you again. My new question is about the tax rate guidance for the year, if you can update us on this point, and also if you can remind us if you got important grants from the investment plan you sustained. Thank you.
About the tax rate, Andrea, we can consider for the full year a tax rate near the tax rate on the half year report, so around 27-28% on a consolidation basis.
About the grants, we are going to receive some grants at the end of the year. We're going to receive some grants next year, especially tied to the Lini investment. But nothing which materially changes the outlook, the look of our financials.
Thanks again.
The next question is from Emanuel De Figueiredo of LBV Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just have two questions, please. The first one is just to understand a little bit better the great performance in Q3, given that it's also, you know, seasonally the weakest quarter. Is it fair to say that the mix, the gross margin mix is improving, i.e. products like Onda carry a higher gross margin than the rest? That's the first question. And then the second question, you said on your opening comments that you've had very, very strong growth in urology, namely on the laser beams, with growth rates in excess of 40%. Do you think that those growth rates are sustainable for 2020? Thank you.
Gross margin. Gross margin actually are not changing that much. In fact, our growth in profits is mainly made through the increase of revenue and the decrease of operating costs. For sure, the statement that the new products bear a higher gross margin than oldest one is true. In 2019, the gross margin effect of the missing Mona Lisa Touch is no material. So, I mean, if we had had also Mona Lisa Touch in full strength in 2019, you would have seen a gross margin increase. In the leftover, in the other products, the products we are selling now have a higher gross margins, but they barely make up to the gross margin of Mona Lisa Touch. Urology, we had a huge increase in volume. We don't have yet ready the full year budget for 2020, which could be varying in quantities throughout the year due to effects of launch of new products. But I can tell you that for sure such an increase is out of reach because we are in 2019 also taking advantage of the fact that certain OEM contracts kicked in only in the second half of 2018. Therefore, the growth rate of urology will be slowing down already from Q4 2019. But we will see growth. I mean, we plan to see growth in 2022, especially for what concerns the consumables, because the consumables come together, I mean, with the installed base. And since we are increasing the installed base, we expect of a further growth of sale of consumables, because the installed base will be materially larger during the year 2020.
Gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Thank you everybody. Of course, feel free to get in touch with myself and Enrico for any further details that you would like to know about our financials. We're always available for explanations for our investors. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you. Bye.